This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. That's Zero Res. Before we get in the huddle, lots of interesting occurrences yesterday in the NFL and the Tyreek Hill thing. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one. Before we get to that, though, let's go out to Kansas City and Devin. Good morning, Devin. What's on your mind?
Man. I'm already mad that I had to move to Kansas City and I have to live around all these farmers. But I get excited, and I wait for the season to start. And I thought I was watching Dan Wheel of Fortune the way Caleb McGarry was getting spent around all day. Now, I get TJ Watt is TJ Watt, but I mean, damn. You know what I mean? And, Mike, I'm with you because it really hurt me. And I'm not trying to do the whole Michael Penix thing in, but I refuse to believe that Zach Robinson – is that vanilla of a play caller being under Sean McVay with that O-line that he saw work with play action last year, that he would call that vanilla of a game plan, just like you said. And if that's the offense that we're going to run because we're trying to protect Kurt, it's not that I want to see Penix in, but he'll get hurt doing that type of game plan being out there. He's not healthy enough. Should they or should they not at least think about putting Penix in if we can't run a full, complete game plan?
I think it's a phenomenal call because I completely agree with you. I am not of the, hey, you know, it's time to put Michael Penix in because of the decision-making. But if that's as limited as we can possibly be offensively, then something has to change. Right. Because let me tell you something right now. The two defensive lines coming in the next 2 weeks ain't going to be any freaking easier.
And their strengths are interior. Their strengths are interior, not that.
Drew Dolman didn't have a good day either.
No, and he seemed. That's what I do. That's what just. I don't want to get to the off season, but that's what I was so miffed by, is that Drew Dolman, I didn't think had a good season last year, but everyone told you that, man, they were all impressed with how the player he's turned into. I didn't think he had a good offseason. I thought it was a necessity that you kept him basically out of the other moves you did. You know, Lindstrom at times struggles with the bigger defensive tackles. He didn't have a bad game yesterday, per se, but he knew. So when you have Jordan Davis coming up next week, and Jalen Carter to that matter, that worries me.
Yeah.
You know, the Eagles' strengths no longer their edge rushers. It's that interior. Now, their edge rushers eat because of how impressive their interior is.
Let me tell you something. If you don't move the pocket next week, it might be Penix time before you want it to be.
Oof.
I mean, if you don't move the pocket at all the way you did yesterday, it ain't going to be good, man. I'm just telling you that.
All right, a lot of rookie quarterbacks made their NFL debut yesterday. A Bulldog gets his first NFL touchdown. Let's go in the huddle.